Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Youth English with Rose and Brian. 欢迎大家再次收听趣味青春英语。Today, we're going to have a counter-strike for Brian.
This is not a counter-strike, Brian.
Okay.
But I will give you a quiz.
A quiz?
Yeah, hello.
Okay.
So let's just start with the first one, which is just random. So 2nd Street is the most common street name in the United States.
What?
Yes.
Oh, God.
What's so funny?
Why not 1st Street?
Okay, 1st Street
Why
is
not
actually...
Beacon Street?
I know. 1st Street is actually the 6th.
What?
I know. So strange.
There are more 2nd Streets than 1st Street.
That's exactly right.
All right. You know, not last time, but when I went to the U.S. a long, long time ago, I found this street, Beacon, in the area I lived, which was Newton in Boston area, in the suburbs. But then I go to Boston City. Wow, another Beacon Street.
Really?
Yeah, when I go to the D.C., oh, another Beacon Street. Are they the same one?
I'm actually surprised it's not bacon, because so many Americans love bacon.
Yeah, so it's interesting. 美国的趣事也有很多啊，比如说美国的这个大街有很多都是同名，虽然咱们中国也有啊，像很多这个城市啊，都有什么北京街、上海街或者等等吧，这种类似的。但是在美国呢，我还真不知道。第二大街原来是数量最多的，第一大街排名第六，这是一个什么概念呢？就是很多地方没有第一大街，只有第二大街 ，which is quite funny.
Yes.
Thank you for the quiz question.
No problem. Okay, so here we go. This ran really weird, but a toothpick is actually the object most often choked on by Americans. A toothpick.Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Americans choking toothpicks.
Yes. And it's probably because if you see them, like, in some parts of the United States, depends on the city and the neighborhood, it's actually pretty common for people to walk around with a toothpick in their mouth.
Yeah, I saw that. But, you know, instead of picking teeth, they decide that toothpicks are to pick.Throats?
No, I don't pick throats. No, they just choke on them. And I think it's because, you know, they just have them sitting in their mouth for a long time. And they just maybe, I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not the one who made up these facts.
Yeah, I don't know if this one is reliable. You know, although I want to have a counterstrike, but...
You can't!
Choking on toothpicks?
I know, exactly.
It's hard to imagine.
It's so hard to imagine.
It's more easy for me to accept the fact that people are often choked on even fish bones.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
美国人第一个会被噎到的对象是什么呢？牙签儿，牙签儿会噎到人吗？Made up these facts.
I know.
Who worked their entire lives for these facts?
I have no idea, but I think you and I have better things to do with our time.
Probably.
Okay, so let's go to the next one, and that is Honolulu, Hawaii, the only place in the United States that has a royal palace.
A royal palace.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. When you think about the United States founded its country as a republic country, it shouldn't have a palace, right?
Right. It's
But
not
there is one.
There is one, maybe dating back to many years, because Honolulu, Hawaii was the last of the states to actually join the United States. So maybe before it was ruled by...
I don't even know.
I should probably know, but I don't.
夏威夷岛上啊，有美国全国国境当中唯一的一座皇家宫殿。哎，因为大家都知道美国建国的时候就是联邦共和国嘛，啊，不会有这个皇帝的任何东西。但是啊，这个夏威夷岛上有一座。So next time you go to Hawaii, make sure you visit the palace.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so this one is actually a little a dark fact, but it's...
Dark fact.
Yeah, it's dark, but it's a little
like dark
funny.
Facts.
Okay, so it's 1980. A Las Vegas hospital suspended some of its employees for betting on when patients would die.
That's dark enough.
That's dark.
But that sounds so Vegas.
It sounds so Vegas, right?
They bet on everything.
They bet on everything. That's true. They bet on everything, right? Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's just hilarious.
You know, I've been to Vegas before. Don't ask me if that was true or not, but it sounds like it's true. It's possible.
Yeah. Okay. So this is actually really hilarious, too. Don't ask me about this one, okay? So in Florida, it's at least a city, I think. In Florida, it's illegal to sing in public while wearing a bathing suit.
Okay. I think either one should be banned. So a combination would be illegal.
Yeah.
You know, wearing a bathing suit in the public would seem weird enough. And singing in a bathing suit? No.
Wow.
I won't ask you why. Okay.
Okay, don't ask me why. Okay, and this one, it says in the United States, deaf people actually have safer driving records than hearing people.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe the hearing people are blind.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
哎，这个也是一个非常有意思的一个数据啊。当然，真实与否，我们在这里呢，没有一个完全的一个界定啊。大家可以，如果觉得不可能真实啊，可以自己去查询。据说在美国，听力有障碍的人群，他们开车的安全记录要比正常人要高。Well, maybe it's because people with hearing problems would concentrate more when they're driving.
Really?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they have like a certain aid or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but blind, you know, people that actually see are kind of crazy like me. I can hear and see just fine, and I drive like I'm insane.
Yeah, well, I'd be super surprised if they have a figure saying blind people might have a better safety record.
Yeah.
Alert.
Yeah.
But deaf people, yeah. And if they can't hear, they're probably more cautious and they probably would be more concentrated on what they see.
Right.
Hence making less incidents.
Okay. Thank you, Brian, for reasoning with every single fact that I have. You have a backup
That's
story for everything
point.
That I say.
That's the entire point.
So right? funny. Mm. Okay. So here we go. In the White House, there are over 13,000 knives, forks, and spoons.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a lot, which I believe, only because there's a lot of staff, there are a lot of visitors, and then in the United States, I don't know if this is the way with China, but in the United States, we have basically formal diningware and informal diningware, so
yeah.
We have the ones that we use every day,
yeah.
And we don't care if they break or bend, and then we have the ones that we use when company comes over for special occasions.
Yeah, and when it
like this.
Comes to formal wares, they would even have a few sets for one person.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's probably why they have so many knives and forks in the White House.
Yep, we like to eat.
Yeah, but it sounds dangerous, doesn't it?
No, we're hungry.
Fine. 据说在白宫啊，整个白宫里边有13,000套的刀叉。这个也不奇怪啊，因为西方人吃东西都用刀叉嘛，而且呢，他们还有正式场合用的啊，平时用的等等等等，还有各种类型不同的食物要分别用的不同的刀叉，所以这个数字也就不那么惊人了。All right.
Okay, it's illegal to hunt camels in the state of Arizona. And
only Arizona.
Well, my question is, are
who would go hunt camels?
No, my question is, are there camels in Arizona? Are there camels in America? Like, you know what I mean?
There are camels in the U.S.
In the zoo, maybe. Come on, I've seen more camels in India and, you know, the Middle East. Come on.
Well, it's funny that you brought this up.
Jeez.
Yeah, can you find camels in the U.S.?
I don't know. Was born and raised.
Is Arizona has a desert or something?
It does, but...
Then maybe?
I don't hear about people crossing the desert on camel, back of the camel. I mean...
Because they hunted all of them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, geez.
All right.
All right. So this one, I will try to see if I can actually rebut this one.
Okay.
It's against the law to burp or sneeze in a certain church in Omaha, Nebraska. Do you know where Omaha, Nebraska is?
I do not, to be honest.
Well, I'm actually from Omaha, Nebraska.
Are you?
I was
wow.
born and raised in Omaha, Nebraska, and I moved to Chicago when I was in my mid to late 20s.
So it's a state.
In Omaha is the city, Nebraska is the state. It's right in the middle of the United States.
Okay.
Yes, and it's not far from Chicago, but it's right in the middle of the United States.
Mm.
And Omaha has a small population. It's not too small. It's considered a big city, I guess. Not really that big, but it's very spread out. And most people live in the suburbs. No one really lives in the city. You
mm-hmm.
live close to downtown, but the downtown is literally probably a few miles square radius. It's so small. But this might be true only because in a Catholic churches, you're not really supposed to burp or sneeze anyways.
Yeah,
sneeze
yeah.
might be okay, but burping definitely no.
No, but illegal?
Illegal?
Pretty harsh, huh?
Yeah, pretty harsh. Mm. Maybe it was a long time ago. You know, maybe it was made a law a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this very interesting one, Brian. So I want you to listen up just in case you go to Vegas again.
All right.
Okay. It is against the law to pawn your dentures.
In Vegas.
In Vegas. You know your dentures. You know what dentures are, right?
Not really, you know.
Oh, dentures are the, you know, when old people lose their teeth,
mm-hmm.
they go to the dentist and they have them create, like, fake teeth,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
they just put them in their mouth and take them out. Those are dentures.
It's illegal to lose them.
No, pawn them, which means
to, pawn
to sell them for money. Who would want dentures? That is just crazy.
Okay, so it looks like they have all different sorts of weird laws in Vegas.
Yes, this is Vegas for
you. I don't know if I violated any when I was there.
Oh, my God, yeah, don't violate anybody.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, interesting.
Yeah.
这美国的这些法律好神奇啊！刚才我们谈到，在这个某个州，不说哪个州，某个州的某个城市的某个教堂里边打嗝是犯法的。如果说对宗教有不敬的，这个我可以理解，犯法这个好难理解。而且呢，在拉斯维加斯，大家都知道美国非常著名的赌城，卖假牙是犯法的。
Okay, so Brian, since you're so
I'm pretty hyped up by these.
You're pretty hyped up by these. It's hilarious. Okay, and since you're so, you know, dead set about, you know, making sure to oppose everything I say.
No, I'm not opposing, though.
I'm just wondering. You're wondering. Okay. Mm. So, can you at least tell me what year the United States was basically born?
I'm sorry, because I was so bad at history. I know it was founded somewhere around 1814 or something.
You're about 30 years off.
Okay. And then 1840 then.
You're about 5 years, you're about 25 years off.
Okay.
It was founded in 1776, which is when the Declaration of Independence. Haven't you heard the Declaration of Independence?
I certainly did,
okay.
And I learned this in my history class.
Yes.
Sorry, my former history teacher.
Yes, and it was on what day? Come on, you know, Independence.
That one, I know, 4th of July, yeah.
Yes, very good.
Mm.
Let's go to something, okay? So, can you believe on February 25th, the estimate of 2013, the estimated population in the U.S. was over 315 million.
Well, that's not a lot, is it?
No, can you believe that?
No, no.
Just alone in Beijing, they have 22 million. So that's like, you know.
Well, how much is that?
Sixth of 315 million
yeah,
in the whole country.
Yeah.
And then just in Beijing, they have 22.
Yeah, because, you know, the U.S. has even larger landmass than China.
Yeah. Well, about the same, but a little bit bigger.
About the same,
yeah.
But a little bigger than China's landmass.
Yeah.
But it has, like, what, 1/4 of the entire population?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can you believe that?
Mm.
Wow, interesting. Okay, so also the U.S. has the largest economy, world's largest economy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess which one is the second?
I think China is.
It is, very good.
Yeah.
You think? I think that was just a lucky guess.
No, I knew that one.
All right, fine. Okay, so the Mississippi and Missouri rivers combine to form the longest river system in the U.S.,
mm.
and it is the fourth longest in the world.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. The longest was the Nile, right?
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Where's the Nile?
In
Europe.
Egypt?
Okay, very good. It starts in Egypt and it goes all the way down.
Yeah, it's the world's longest river.
Yeah.
All right, interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go to another one,
mm-hmm.
which is the tallest mountain. Can you guess what that is?
The tallest mountain in the U.S.?
Yeah.
I don't know, to be honest.
I knew this one.
Okay.
Mount McKinley.
Okay.
Do you know where actually it's located?
I don't.
Alaska.
Oh, wow. It's a cold place.
It's a very cold place, and can you imagine if it's the world's highest mountain? The higher you go, the colder it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I couldn't even imagine climbing Mount McKinley.
No, it's cold. It's very, very super windy.
I can barely take the cold in Beijing.
Less oxygen,
yeah.
And of course, full of all other dangers. So, mountain climbing, very tough job.
Yes. Very tough.
Mm.
Okay, let's go to another one,
mm-hmm.
which is...
Better not be anything about, well, either geography or history.
It's about geography.
Mm. Fine.
Sort of.
Mm.
Okay, Alaska was bought out from what country in 1867?
That's about history, not geography, and I don't know either of them.
Russia. Russia. So basically, Alaska was purchased from Russia in 1867.
So the U.S. bought Alaska.
Yes, basically.
Mm-hmm. Can you do that?
Well, in 1867 you could.
Yeah, anything's possible in the history, right?
Yes,
or exactly. In the future.
Exactly. Okay, so did you know that most of the world's tornadoes occur in the Midwest region of the U.S. known as Tornado Alley?
Yeah.
Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I've definitely heard the Tornado Alley, and they would have an average of over 1,000 tornadoes each year along that valley. And it's also because of the geographic location of the different states of the U.S.
Yes.
It's like high peaks at the both ends of the north and the south.
That's
so
right.
So that leaves this alley where cold air would meet the wet and warm air from the ocean. Well, that's creating all these tornadoes.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why they probably also have the most tornado chasers in the U.S.
Maybe. God, tornado chasers, God, they're so weird. I don't know if there are tornado chasers anywhere else in the world that are crazy to chase
probably
a tornado.
Probably not. They don't even have that many tornadoes to chase.
No.
To begin with. Yeah. And it's certainly a very dangerous job.
Yeah.
And I don't know the reason. You know, maybe it's understandable that they would shoot all these videos and upload them on the internet to earn money. That part I can understand.
Yeah.
But for that, risking your life?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So what do they do that for?
Maybe just, mainly to educate people.
Well, that would be
a good
explanation.
Yeah, how to stay away from...
Yeah, 这个美国的龙卷风走廊，这个我们在其他的节目当中也曾经提过啊。美国的中西部地区有这么一条非常著名的龙卷风走廊，每年在这条走廊上会有平均超过1000次的龙卷风发生，所以美国也是世界上龙卷风最多的国家。So, maybe you don't realize this, because most people, when they go to the U.S., especially for the first couple of times, they would choose either coast, on the east or on the west, or maybe somewhere northeast, D.C., New York.
Right.
So they don't realize there's a tornado alley in the middle and west region of the country.
That's right.
Yep.
Tornado Alley. God, that sounds dangerous. And I'm from the Midwest.
And it is dangerous.
Yeah, so it's crazy. Okay, Brian, I'm going to quiz you.
Quiz me, okay.
What are the biggest three cities in order in America?
Oh, wow. I think New York City is the biggest. So, I don't know the second and the third.
Are you kidding?
No, I don't.
Los Angeles is the second. And Chicago is the third.
Oh, wow.
You Chicago didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Yes.
Los Angeles. Yeah, I should have answered that. But Chicago, I didn't know it was the third largest city in the U.S.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
美国的最大的三个城市，纽约第一，很多朋友知道了。第二呢是洛杉矶，这个应该也能知道啊。第三的是芝加哥，这个我反正是不知道。
I'm going to ask you some really tough questions. Are you ready?
I'm not, but...
All right. What is the most commonly spoken language in America?
Wow. This one is tricky. So it's not English.
It is.
Thank you for asking such an obvious question.
You're welcome.
Is it some language in Mexico?
Actually, in the bigger challenge is, what is the second most commonly spoken language in America?
Well, yeah, this one would be tough. It's not French, is it?
Oh, of course not.
Then, that's a tough one. It could be a lot of choices, like Italian.
Really? Really? Why Italian?
I don't know.
Italy's not that close to America.
I know, Spanish.
Yes, Spanish, Brian. Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah. Yours over here, like, so it's not English. What other language do we speak?
Spain is not close to the U.S. either.
But Central America is South America, and those are all Spanish-speaking countries.
Fine.
You're like, okay, fine.
美国的第二个说的最多的语言啊是西班牙语。第一是英语，吓我一跳，我以为不是英语。All right, tricky one.
All right, tricky, tricky. Okay, let's do the next one.
Okay.
All right, did you know, Brian,
that
you said I did? The U.S. was the leading force behind the development of the internet.
Yeah, I think the internet was originally used in the U.S. military.
Yeah.
That's how it originated.
Yeah, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, so they used the, it wasn't called the internet, but they were using this military computer network to, well, obviously operates military operations. And then they found out, well, this one can be used for a better reason.
Yeah.
So they developed that into the WWW, the World Wide Web.
Wow, that's insane. That is so cool.
这还真是事实啊。我们现在用的互联网，大家都知道这个 WWW， 叫做这个 World Wide Web， 或者叫做我们现在简称叫做 Internet， 其实呢是美国军方最开始使用的一个军方的一个网络系统，后来发展成了现在的互联网。So, other than all those reasons that you don't believe in, this one we should thank the U.S. military for.
That's
right. For the
right.
development of the Internet.
That's right, Brian.
That's,
I don't hear you saying any thank you.
World.I don't use the internet.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, what a very nice excuse you came up with. It's like 2 seconds. Okay, let's go to our last fact of the day.
Of course.
All right, and it's another quiz. And you're going to guess the four most popular team sports in America.
Team sports. I think the most popular team sports, I can name at least three.
Okay.
Basketball.
Yes.
Football.
Yes.
Baseball.
Yes.
And the fourth one. Is it soccer?
It is not soccer, and it is not table tennis.
It's definitely not table tennis. But tennis is not a team sport, so that wouldn't be tennis. Neither would be golf. So
yeah, tennis is a, well, not table tennis, but tennis is a team sport. Doubles.
Yeah, you
doubles.
Play the doubles, but that wouldn't be counted as the fourth most popular team sports in the U.S.
You mean like cricket fighting? We don't do cricket and fighting in America. That's only
in
China.
That's a team sport.
That's a team sport. That's only in China, no.
Ice hockey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ice hockey, very good. Yep, and that's it.
Yeah.
That is it for our fun American facts.
Yeah, well, that's actually pretty interesting. 我们最后说的这个有关于美国的事实是什么呢？美国的前四大非常非常流行的集体运动是什么？我们刚才说了啊，第一，can you give us the full list of these four sports? Which one ranks first?
Of course, American football.
Yeah. 这个橄榄球是排名第一啊。Although you don't really see a lot, you don't really watch a lot of American footballs here, but if you go to the U.S., they would be aired everywhere.
It's a popular thing year-round. I mean, it only has, football season only lasts for like a few months, but literally it lasts year-round. They have like, you can draft your own team, you can make money, you can bet. I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah, it's the second baseball.
Yeah, the second is baseball.
Yeah, that's
then
good.
Then basketball, which baseball, I never watch baseball. To me, it's boring, but...
Yeah.
Oh, don't kill me if you're a White Sox fan.
No, you know, baseball is such a thing. A lot of people love it. Other people just think it's total bore.
Yeah.
I think... I'm fine with baseball.
Yeah. Kind of like table tennis.
No, table tennis is exciting.
Yeah.
Although I don't play that much. 哎，第二位呢是棒球。很多朋友可能都觉得美国最流行的运动就是篮球，其实不是。Although the NBA is very popular, both in the U.S. and around the world, including China, but it's only the third largest team sport in the U.S.
Yes, and ice hockey would be the fourth.
哎，第四项就是我们说的冰球。这四个是美国最流行的四项运动。I hope there's a list saying the most popular four sports in China.
That would be table tennis,
no.
Cricket fighting.
Forget about
it. And Beijing marathons.
No. Well, you maybe will find out later on in the show.
Okay.
But this is it for this time. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
接下来您将听到 Reading Time 外语生活读出精彩。
Radio 774，声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.